Good morning, Fort McMurray, Wood Buffalo, and the rest of the world. You've tuned in to the Mac City Morning Show. I am your host, Elliot Pierre, and we're going to start this episode off the same way we start every episode off, with a moment of gratitude. I know you could be doing a million other things with your time, and the fact that you spend it with us truly does mean the world to me, so thank you. On that note, Tanner, hit him with the intro.
What are you at, boss? Welcome to the Mac City Morning Show.
Hey everybody, Keith Simpson here from Noral Toyota. We support the Oil Barons. We've joined the drive-in movie theater. We're involved in the marathon here in Fort McMurray, and that's what makes this community such an amazing place to live.
And we are back. Big shout out to Noral Toyota, our title sponsor for today's episode. We really appreciate your ongoing support. Keith, Fad, Nimmer, all the boys and girls at Noral, thank you, thank you, thank you. On that note, as you know, I do not introduce my guests because they can do a better job at that than myself. So, sir, can you please tell everybody at home who you are and what you're about?
Yep. My name's Leif Paulson. I've been doing strongman in Fort McMurray for about 10 years now. I own a gym, Crude Strength Performance, which I started up in 2017.
Okay.
And we've been running shows for 10 years. I've been competing for 17 years.
Okay.
Strongman is pretty much everything.
Yeah.
And of course, you got family and job on top of that.
Nice.
So, yeah.
So, you own a gym. What was it called again?
Crude Strength and Performance.
And where is this located in town?
It's 8111 Fraser Ave. It's right across from Avenue Coffee on the corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I know exactly where that is. All right.
Yeah.
And so, you've had that gym for a while now. Is that your full time gig? You're there every day, or do you also work to help supplement?
No. I work for Shaw's Enterprises, account manager out at the sites.
Okay, yeah. Right on. And so, did you start the gym because you love what you do, or how did that all, what came first, the chicken or the egg on this one?
Yeah, it was definitely the egg.
Okay.
So yeah. I was basically competing strongman, started running events 2014. I took them over from Derek McNeil.
Okay.
He used to run them in town for quite a few years.
Okay.
And then he got away from it. I took it over, and then it just kind of blew up from there. So I had all the events at my house, in my garage.
Okay.
So then I'd have upwards of 15 people training at my house at a time. So I had my basement set up for your regular lifting, strongman equipment in the garage. And yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
So then in 2016, I met up with actually Jason Abel. He used to own CrossFit Crude.
Okay.
So we partnered with them. We had the side with Total Athlete Development. And
okay.
And it just kind of...
Went from there. Okay. And so your gym, and I know nothing about the world that you're in, what you're doing, so excuse me for my innocent questions, but the gym that you have, is it like a traditional gym? Like if I was to go back in the day when the YMCA was opened, or Gymnation where you have all of this type of different equipment, or is it specifically geared for what you guys do?
A bit of both.
Okay.
Gymnation has the fancy bodybuilding type stuff, and they have a nice cardio area upstairs.
Right.
So mine is kind of like the main level is dumbbells, kegs, Atlas stones, the logs, and then I got four squat racks and powerlifting plates, the kilogram calibrated plates.
Okay.
So all our bars are calibrated to 20 kilograms.
Okay.
And then the upstairs, I have some cable machines and a few pieces of cardio equipment.
Okay.
I kept it like that so that if people are feeling a little nervous about the place, they can just do the regular equipment upstairs and they see over and see what we're doing.
Right.
And then what we've been doing is running, we call them just event days on Saturday afternoons to show people what strongman is and or powerlifting.
I'm going to have to come check that out. That sounds cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, right on. And so now you have a facility that you can go to and you don't have to have all those people in your house.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Kind of outgrew. It was just too much, right?
Yeah.
Just too many people. It's like, okay, well, we got our life to live here. It's time to move on here.
Okay. So now in regards to the sport that you're in, what is the actual name for it?
It's strongman.
Strongman.
Yep.
Okay. And so what is strongman? Because me and Tanner, we talked about it a little bit. I was like, yeah, we got some people that lift weights. And he's like, bodybuilders? I'm like, no, I don't think so. And then he wrote me back, and then he's just like, and I said, what does the guy look like? And I said, he looks like the mountain. And he's like, Rocky Mountains? I'm like, no. I sent a picture of the guy from
Game of Thrones,
which I've never watched, spoiler alert, and I know I'm going to get tons of hate in the comment section for that.
You can't spoiler alert a show you haven't watched.
Yeah, but it's, fair enough.
Yeah.
But anyways, and then you were telling me outside that has a lot to him.
Yep.
As a person has a lot to do with the growth of this industry. So
big time,
can you explain what strongman is, please?
just touch base on the mountain you're talking about, Hafþór Björnsson. So he's Icelandic.
Okay.
Born in Reykjavik, Iceland.
And okay.
So he started in strongman years and years ago with Magnus Verbangason.
Okay.
Four times world strongest man in the 90s.
Okay.
And then from there, he ended up winning worlds once in 2019.
Okay.
2018, sorry.
Right.
Correct me. And then he's actually since retired. But he was 6 foot, or is 6 foot nine, was 440 pounds of solid muscle.
Yeah.
He's like, put another foot on me.
Right.
Yeah.
He's a big
makes
man.
Me look small.
Yeah.
So we had him up here in 2017.
You did, where he met his wife.
Correct.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. And so we ran an event. He promoted everything. We had a little show with just some smaller rocks and stuff, just to kind of promote. And yeah. So to touch base on strongman and what it is,
mm-hmm.
it started, well, it's over 100 years old type of stuff, right?
Right.
The way it's developed into the sport it is today is we have, say, an average show with 5 events.
Right.
And then it's every person is competing on their own. There's no team events. Right?
Okay.
So it's whoever wins one event or gets top in that event or second or third, you get that many points.
Okay.
So you could get 3 first places.
Right.
In 5 events.
Right.
But if you get 2 second last or something like that, you're not going to win the overall show because you don't have enough points.
Okay.
Yeah. So out of 12 people, you have 12 points available.
Right.
Makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
So that's how that works. That's why there's so many different events in strongman. You've got the.
I was just going to ask, what are the events?
Yeah. Bus pole we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
Atlas stones are the round cement stones, which we have a full set at the gym.
Right.
Log press, circus dumbbell, like the old school circus dumbbell guy, like Louis Cyr.
Yeah.
And then a bunch of the farmers, yoke walk, car walk, car right. deadlift.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
Yeah. I've seen it on TV back in the day. Like mm-hmm. they used to have a lot, I don't know, ABC, Wild World of Sports. That's when I remember watching and seeing some.
Outdoor Life Network or something like that.
Yeah. And I know what happens in Fort McMurray in regards to, like we spoke about outside. I remember for T-building exercises, you could put teams in to pull a bus or pull a car. But I've never actually went and seen the actual activity. So that's really cool. And that's why you're here on the show today, because there is an upcoming event. So on Friday, the 1st of
July,
you guys are having an event. So, on Canada, that's right. That's embarrassing. On Canada Day, yes, Canada Day. So where is this event taking place and how can people come and look?
It's at Mac Island. It's part of their, basically part of their Canada Day event.
That's awesome.
The Canada Day parade starts at 10:30. I think we're going to start the strongman right around 10:30 to kind of get the events rolling.
Right.
That's going to go till about 1 o'clock, 1:30.
Okay.
And then Jeff is going to take over with the Highland Games right after that.
Right.
So it's going to be spectators from there. Then we can just move over right behind each other.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Now, for this event, when people are there,
mm-hmm.
who competes in this? Is this all local people competing, or do you have people from outside of Fort McMurray? How does this all work?
Yeah, all over. It's this year, it's basically just Alberta.
Okay.
Lots of Fort McMurray.
Okay.
And if local people want to compete, you can't just go and sign up. We have Strongman Corporation Canada.
It's right.
Through. So it's a qualifier for provincials and then provincials to nationals.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And so other from bragging rights, is there anything else that you win if you collect the most points out of 12, or how does this work?
Like I said, so top 3 go to provincials.
Right.
We'll win. We got trophies.
Okay.
It's a few prize packs. I'm not exactly sure what all we have this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there are some parting gifts that you win.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have to assume in most sports, you can potentially even get sponsors for this, and that's mm-hmm. probably how you would generate a lot of the income and or buzz from this.
Yeah.
What kind of sponsors do you have?
For the event,
we're
going to have more of Tracy talk about everybody.
Okay,
that's
fair enough.
But I know we have, Gail Bebo, who hooked us up. Thank you, Gail.
All right.
And main sponsor, C&B Construction.
Okay.
So Bernie and Chris own that.
Right.
I'll talk about Bernie quick here. He's been competing or was competing in strongman and powerlifting for years.
Okay.
He's a tank for a 60-year-old, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Yeah, and he just loves the sport, so he launches every year. I competed with him back in the day, and
okay.
since then he's had enough injuries and stuff. He's retired.
That's right.
But yeah,
that's
right. He always helps out and very does what cool. he can for the sport.
Very cool.
And then Shaw's Enterprises, company I work for, sponsoring, mm-hmm. and we're going to get some equipment for some cool looking stuff, like old, because we do like mining, grater teeth and dozer teeth and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we're going to get some cool stuff to do like the odd object medley.
Right. Yeah. Neat. So how did you find yourself getting into this sport?
It's a long story.
No. Like, I don't know how much more time we have, but let's hear it.
Yeah. Very first event I did was 2005.
Okay.
In a little town of Wawa, Ontario, where I'm from.
Right.
I did a truck pull in the winter. Yeah, and I won. So I was like, So the guy, the local strongman guy there, he's like, hey, man, you're good at this. Like, I was only 16, 17 at the time.
Okay.
So let's get into it. So I've been in the gym since I was 13. So
right.
I was just naturally strong. I grew up in the bush.
So you're telling me that you got into strongman stuff after you won a competition pulling a truck, and you're like, hey, maybe I'm a strongman.
Pretty much.
So it took, like, pulling a truck for you to realize that. Hey, that's...
Well, I knew I was strong. I was always stronger than the average dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like...
It was like, if I knew I could pull a truck, I'd be like, I would be good. I'd be like, yeah, I'm good.
I'm strong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so anyways, so you started at 14.
No, and it's just 17, kinda, yeah. 17,
so you just started going from there.
Yeah, pretty much. And then competed ever since then.
And we're back. Okay, this is the second time that we've actually ever had to edit something on this show, Tanner.
We're not editing anything. It's just...
add on.
Yeah.
But usually it's just like filmed live and we never...
Well, it is live. We didn't lose anything.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just lost the cameras for a second.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, cool. All right, so you were saying you pulled a bus, you're 16, 17 years old.
Yep.
Then you got into it then. So when you say get into it, like, what does that mean in regards to, is there specific training you start to do? Or okay,
yeah, explain that to me. Yeah, so my friend Jose back in Wawa, he had some equipment at his house.
Right.
And then he's like, hey, well, now you need to start deadlifting, squatting, overhead press. And I'm like, okay, can you show me that? So he showed me
how
to get in that. And then he had the farmer's walks, some Atlas stones at his place, and log press.
Okay.
So then went into that from there and did a few competitions back there until I moved out here.
Okay. So what brought you out here?
Work.
Okay.
Yeah, as usual.
That's right. Most people.
Yeah. I was an automotive mechanic. Got laid off from GM in 08.
Okay.
When they had the restructuring, and then I came out here and...
Yeah.
Yeah, did a whole bunch of things since then.
And now you've been here for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice, man. Well, listen, Tanner just tapped his phone. That means he's got his questions for the Max City Minute ready to go. That being said, before we start the Max City Minute, we have an ad that we're going to place. So, Tanner, you want to hit us with the ad, and then you and me are going to sit here in awkward silence for about 40 seconds.
Sounds good.
There we go. It's all about getting that job, the dream job, or any job for that matter. It blows my mind how many people don't prepare for their interviews. You need to prepare for the interview to get the job, to get the money. So prepare for the interview. Now, you guys see me here sitting crisscross applesauce every day. But the fact of the matter is, I was in human resources for over a decade in the oil and gas industry, primarily focusing on recruiting. So I know a thing or two when it comes to those interviews. So sign up for the course. Trust me, you won't regret it. Now back to the show. Awkward silence over. You know, Tanner, what we should do is we should set up a camera and just like have me and the guests just sitting there in awkward silence when the ad runs.
Or I was thinking
what people are doing.
Yeah, that's right.
I was thinking Jeopardy music in the background.
That's right.
You know,
Because you don't know what to do. Like, you and me staring at each other would just be weird.
Super
So everybody does
staring
a little...
contest. Who
that's
likes,
right. That's exactly it. Anyways, Tanner, hit him with the Max City Minute.
All right. Question number one. What is the weirdest thing you were not expecting when it came to owning a gym?
Not expecting weirdest. Oof. There's been a lot. I didn't expect to get hit with a flood.
So. There you go.
I think that's about it. Yeah, I don't know. I can't really think of anything off the top of my head.
All right. There's no wrong answer here.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good.
Question number two. What is the most rewarding part of entering a strongman competition for you?
Seeing pretty much like, well, for me now, because I've been doing it for so long, seeing how everybody coming into the sport is enjoying it and having so much fun.
Right.
And the camaraderie of it. Everybody is pushing each other. And it's just basically just lifting with a bunch of friends, and we're having fun. Everybody's cheering each other on. There's no people, you know, shooting other people down ever.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen. Yeah.
Very cool.
Question number three. What is one thing you do when you want to wind down after a good workout?
Hit the hot tub. Yep.
Question number four. What is one movie from your childhood you still enjoy watching now?
That's random. That's what we do here, random. That's why I gave Tanner a thumbs up. I'm like, that is a great random question.
God, I don't watch much TV anymore.
Killing it, Tanner.
I don't know. Let's go with Hercules. There you go.
Yeah. There you go.
And your final question. What is one thing that helps you continue your push in your strongman journey?
Owning the gym and seeing how everybody in the gym's up and coming and doing really well and enjoying it.
Those have been your five questions.
There we go. All right. So I've got a question because I'm looking into this myself, and you said hot tub. So I've got a hot tub. I love it. Mm-hmm. After I do my workouts, nothing as extreme as you. I like to go in a hot tub just to relax and stuff. But what I'm looking into a lot right now are one, and I'm going to get one in the very near future, if I can find one, is a sauna.
Yep.
And then also, I don't need to buy one. We live in Fort McMurray in the winter, but ice plunge is a big thing as
well.
Yeah,
100%.
Yeah, so part of that, that's a recovery process for training. Is that something that you guys have to do? Because you're lifting major weight.
Yep.
So, like, to help your body regenerate, are you guys doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, actually, with more lately than ever, seeing my physiotherapist, Ashley Whiff, and he's very, he said that's so good to do.
That's right,
because
100%.
You get the blood flow, right?
That's right.
The cold hot treatments.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm going to get, I don't have one, but basically like a horse trough. Fill it up with water, throw ice in it, and jump in there for 5 minutes and hit the hot tub.
Yeah.
Back and forth a couple times.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's huge. Mm-hmm. Are you doing this already?
No.
Okay. I got to talk to you all about that. No, when we get you on camera next. Yeah.
That
okay.
That doesn't mean it's a bad thing. It's still probably a good idea.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Cool.
He's like the cold.
Yeah.
Listen,
Tanner is gonna have lots of fun with you and me because there's a reason I wear the same thing every time we film, but it was kind of cold in the office today, so I'm like, I'm wearing a hoodie. So, anyways, Tanner's gonna have fun with you and me about being a wimp when it comes to cold. So, okay, so as far as eating is concerned, like, what do you eat?
Well, it depends on the competition coming.
Okay, good. Let's hear about that. That's interesting.
Last year, I'm currently trying to lose some weight because I. Didn't okay. feel good.
Yeah, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay.
I'm down to 320 now.
Yeah.
And basically what I was doing is the competition I was doing was Static Monsters. So it's a max log, max deadlift. So I wanted to try and break my record of 400-pound log.
Right.
So I put on some beef. You got to be big is strong, and especially with this, like, it's called Static Monsters. So they're your
okay.
static lifts, right? As much as you can lift in one push.
Right, right.
So for that, I was eating around 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then but now I've dialed it back to about 4,000.
Okay.
Trying to get that much.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, like, are we just crushing chicken here? Or, like, what are we?
Chicken, beef, rice, lots of rice.
A lot of rice,
yeah,
okay.
A lot of rice. I don't really eat much bread. Doesn't
okay.
me. Protein shakes. Try not to do too many so the guts are good. Definitely
yeah.
take some probiotics.
Okay.
Omegas and everything.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. White rice, brown rice, multigrain?
I prefer basmati.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, lots of the strongman guys, they just go plain white rice.
Right.
Get the starches and it holds India.
Okay. And then are you doing tons of, like, pre-prep of your food? Or are you,
oh,
like,
yeah.
how does that, like, do you just Sunday get the Tupperware out we're making? Or
pretty
how
much.
Does this?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'll cook a big pot of rice. It'll last maybe the week if I'm lucky.
Okay.
And then probably 4 pounds of beef and a few things of chicken breast. I just get a package of chicken breast, cook the whole thing.
That's right. That's right. Dedication to what you're doing. This doesn't come easy. This is
no.
work.
Oh, yeah.
You got to work.
Yeah.
You got to sacrifice a lot of stuff, too.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
That's yeah. Time. Lots of time.
Yeah.
Energy. People think it's just in the gym, no.
Yeah.
It's 80% outside the gym what you do.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome, man. I love it. I love anybody who's dedicated to what they're doing in any way, shape, or form. Because you got to be like,
yeah.
no matter what you want to do in life, if you want to be successful, you have to work.
100%. Yeah.
Period. So if you find what you want to work on and you're happy doing it, All the more power to you, man. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Thank you.
Well, listen, Tanner tapped his imaginary watch. That means we're out of time. But before we cut you loose, everybody gets a shameless shout out or plug. So we got the mic, the camera, the lights. Have fun.
Sorry, what are we doing? What?
You got a shameless shout out or plug. So it could be anything, man. It could be about your upcoming competition. It could be your mom. It could be for the universe. We've had some pretty unique shout outs.
Hmm. Let me go shout out to my fiance, actually, because she supported me and the gym and everybody else for a very long time. And she's dealt with a lot with the flood, and she had no idea what she was getting into.
Right.
So that'll be my shout out.
For there you go. That's awesome. German. Good brownie points coming to you. All right, my man. Well, thank you very much for coming on the show. Do appreciate it. Feel free to come back as many times as you want, again sure. and again and yep. again. And for everybody, we're having a whole week of people who are competing with you. So this is Monday's episode. So we're pumping up. Come check you guys out. Canada Day, long weekend down at Mac Island.
Yep.
Cool. Awesome. Well, everybody at home, that's been another episode of the Mac City Morning Show. Thank you so much for tuning in. It does mean the world to me. I hope you're having a great day. And, oh, almost forgot, big shout out to our title sponsor, Noral Toyota. Thank you for your ongoing support. I hope everybody's having a good one, and we'll see you tomorrow. Peace.
What a deadly old way to end another morning show. Later, boss.
It's so ballistic!
Talk about quenching your ugly thirst.